Welcome to Pauly Malignaggi. From Brooklyn to the world.
Proudly representing his hometown of Brooklyn, New York.
Pauly Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
I'm definitely far from shy. We're going to be ranting about a lot of stuff. Not just about boxing. I'm opinionated on life in general. Many sports topics and politics.
Pauly doesn't hold back.
The two-time world champion, Pauly the Magic Man.
Here we are, Peter Cards, Seth Nyman. Brooklyn to the world. Where the fuck is the actual host?
Wait, this is like you're asking the Jewish kid from Jersey. You guys are the Brooklyn boys, so why would I know?
I was at the gym with him. ESPN was doing a piece on him. I'm here. You're here. I mean,
you said peace.
Yeah, like they want to watch him train. I mean, it's all for promotion for the fight and stuff. But where the fuck is this guy?
Well, the podcast is a second class citizen now. We don't count anymore.
I mean, I make it a point to get here. What is he? What has he got? Like something bigger than this podcast going on? I don't understand.
After August 1st, all of a sudden we're going to matter again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my podcast, Brooklyn to the world.
Yeah, Brooklyn to the world. What day can we do it?
Can you do a Pauly impersonation? We'll start over.
Oh, no, I can't actually.
You can't? You think you could? You've known a guy long enough.
I know. How old
were you guys when you met?
I was 18, actually.
18? How'd you meet?
Gleason's gym.
Were you training to be a fighter?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wait.
At that time, I was 140.
140? And now you're 240?
Fuck you. Not quite.
Almost? You going to get there?
About 215.
Jesus Christ.
I tweeted, the struggle is real. With all this humidity going on, you know how like women say like boob sweat?
But you got some boob sweat?
I had some boob sweat, bro. I'm telling you. And like honestly, I was fucking... It was so bad the last few days. I was sweating like fucking Bill Cosby on like The Bachelor.
Cosby on The Bachelor.
Just imagine. So many women.
And only have three roofies.
Not enough pills.
I would like to talk to you about the pills.
I can sneak it in the pudding.
You look behind. Oh, what's that over there? Drop.
What's Bill Cosby's favorite shot?
What is it?
A blindfolded shot.
A blindfolded shot?
If you're on The Bachelor with Bill Cosby, you got to be blindfolded when you take a shot.
Man.
Poor Bill.
You know, if you're famous and you're one of the top comedians in the fucking world
ever,
and everyone knows who you are, do you really need a fucking pill to get laid? Jesus Christ.
Do you think that's because I was such a huge fan.
He just got off on it, you know?
He must have got off on it, right?
These girls like look like they're dead fishes in the bed. Oh, I love this.
Dude, this is my tie. Yeah. This is my cue.
That was always a turnoff for me. If a girl's too drunk or anything, I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
Oh, they were like, Bill, you know, I always found you sexy, even though you're an older man. Then she's like passed out.
You know, how about just be like Charlie Sheen? You know, hire a prostitute. They say, oh, you pay for sex? No, I pay them to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, at least he was honest. You know,
bitch, I'm paying you to take this roofie.
No, I think what Bill did is a lot worse than what Charlie Sheen did.
Of course.
I don't get that. I don't know how we got on this fucking Bill Cosby shit. Oh, now I'm cursing. Now you have you're a bad influence on me.
They say that about me.
You are. Next thing you know, I'm going to be an alcoholic, 215, all the shakes. Yeah, I'll be a total mess.
Oh, man. But, yeah, I've had some busy days, man. I really can't wait for this fight.
Why don't you, since Paulie's not here, and hopefully they're still listening to the show right now. They didn't go, oh, what the F?
You know what? Our listeners are very, very loyal.
Thank you. Yeah, well, tell us, you know, because I know Pauly doesn't like to talk about it, leading up to the fight. What can you tell us about the training? And not specifics, just from your experience.
What I go through, I mean, we had a great, great day yesterday. We worked out. You know, he's been doing, like, some days he's doing his two-a-day workouts. We got invited by our friend Giuseppe Rossi, who plays for Fiorentina, the Italian club. They had it's like a glorified friendly. It's not really friendly against Paris Saint-Germain, French club, in Red Bull's arena. So at night.
That's that was awesome over there, by the way. Oh. If anyone's ever been there, it's in Harrison, New Jersey.
Yeah, it was
It's
so
very
cool.
easy to get to from the city. It's just a great...
Absolutely.
It just it shows you, too, that you don't have to spend $1 billion to have a stadium. Man, they threw that up for like Seriously. $250 million, I think.
Dude, it's so nice. The venue's great.
Easy to get to.
Yeah, we had a great time. They put us in a suite, thanks to Giuseppe Rossi and... you know, he's a friend of ours. We had a great time.
A friend of ours.
Yeah, exactly. He's a good dude. He's from Jersey. So I, you know, he took my nephew, my brother, Paulie's nephew. We had a good time with it. They lost, but, you know, we got to, you know, go on the field afterward, take some pictures with Giuseppe and stuff. So by the time we got home, it was like late, you know. Paulie ends up going for a run when we got home. And
when he goes for a run, where does he go?
Well, because we're in training mode, he stays at our Brooklyn house. Like, so he's like staying with me and my fiance. So he'll like stay upstairs, or else like, you know, he'll stay at his Long Island house normally, you know. But he'll run around. You know, people see him like run around Diker Park, like the golf course. He'll run
like
around.
Rocky, throw him an orange and stuff like that. Hey, Paulie!
They peg him with shit. Kids in the neighborhood, in the wintertime, he still runs, so just get those snowballs ready, right?
don't put rocks in them.
don't put rocks in them, but the snowball's fine. Yeah, he'll go for a run, you know, the middle of the night he'll go. He's just motivated. So, yeah, fucking kid goes running. I get a call just before. My fiance calls me. I'm like, hey, babe, what's up? I said, I'm really busy. Just left the gym. I got to head to the city. We're doing a podcast. She goes, oh. She goes, did you spill something on the chair? I'm like, no, I didn't spill anything on the chair. What the fuck is the problem now? Oh, no, it wasn't you. When Paulie came back from his run yesterday, he sat down in our chair. He's drenched. I mean, saturated. He just goes in the fridge. He gets a peach. He gets a bottle of water and a peach. He cuts up the peach, like two peaches. He eats them, and he's literally dripping sweat. You see how humid it's been? Dripping sweat all over my fucking, like, where we eat dinner, the chair. Like, one of our table chairs. Like, I didn't notice. I'm not paying attention. You're sending out emails.
You're working.
Yeah, I'm sending. And this is 1 o'clock in the morning. I got a nice glass of sangria going. I'm sorting out ticket lists of.
Decides to talk to you about that now. That point.
Well, no, she didn't realize it because she went to bed. She didn't realize it till as I was driving here now.
Oh, this just happened.
She goes,
it's fresh fight.
It smells like sweat. Did you spill something? I'm like, no. What did I spill? Sweat? I don't understand. She's like, this is ridiculous. I'm like, take it up with him. What the fuck are you doing with me? You know?
I think if anyone has Febreze, can you give the address where you live?
Yeah,
can you bring over
bring
some Febreze?
Some Febreze. She sprayed it with something. But I think he's in the clear, that little prick, because my girl just found out she got hired. She's a teacher, and she wasn't really happy with the school, so she applied right by our house. And she's going to be teaching in Bensonhurst. So
congratulations.
She's really, really happy.
My friend
that.
Went from teaching in Harlem, having desks thrown at her, to teaching in Williamsburg, and all the parents throwing her a baby shower.
Exactly. That's exactly the same scenario.
Right?
Yeah. The kids are 14 and have like a child already and tattoos to now. Yeah.
People have no idea how rough it could be.
Joey, his dad lives on 18th Avenue and has a florist. You know, it's going to be that type of school, and she's excited. So.
All right, so that's interesting stuff. But what I really wanted to ask you is, what do you, like, the training, what's your role? I know you're in the corner. Like,
I'm in the gym every day. Pick up the trainer, bring him to the gym, bring him back to the hotel. When I'm home, I'm going through ticket lists. I'm emailing our managers, our advisors. I'm setting up whatever interviews might need to be done.
Would you say you're Paulie's handler?
Yeah.
For lack of a better term, is there another term? Is there an official?
I have so many titles. I don't even
podcast.
Know. I don't even know what the fuck to call myself anymore. I always said water boy. But I guess it's a lot more.
Stop making fun of me.
It's a lot more intense than that. I have to get over his, a lot of stuff. Tickets, credentials.
Are you involved in other Paulie's other ventures or just strictly boxing?
Boxing, but I'll handle a lot of stuff. Like, if he needs, they'll send him an email. He'll just forward it to me. I'll print it. I'll
take care of business.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm always involved in everything he does as far as, you know, but, you know.
And when you guys met, were you sparring, the two of you?
I sparred with him a few times, yeah.
Yeah? Back in the day, how'd you do?
That let me know that that wasn't my career choice. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, 100%. Absolutely.
So what do you remember? Do you remember specifics on how it went and what your experience was?
Oh.
Was that the first time you remember a future champ or someone who was world-class professional?
Yeah.
That kind of level?
Absolutely. As a kid.
So you must have been brash and young, like, oh, I can handle myself. Bring it on.
I sparred with a kid, Dimitri Salida, who fought Amir Khan, and that was okay, you know. I did okay.
You felt like you were belonged?
Yeah. He wasn't going, you know, he had a lot more experience than me, so he wasn't going full force. But as a kid, I would mess around with my friends, even my older cousins. I would play with them. They were 6-7 years older than me. I would just play around. They couldn't hit me. It was just me playing around. I wouldn't even go full force on them.
And where'd you learn how to fight?
Gleason's. You know,
at what age did you start going there?
Well, I started going to Gleason's at 7.
Wow. Who took you?
My father.
Yeah?
My father was a boxing fanatic. In the house, I always...
He had a dream of you being a champion one
absolutely.
Day?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be where Paul is right now in my father's eyes. My brother being 7 years older than me, my brother would, you know, always box with me. He would use, like, one hand and punch me in the face, you know, like...
that explains a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Why I'm slow. I'd cry and, like, get knocked down, and my father would say, no crying, you gotta get up. Before 10, you gotta get up.
There's,
you know,
no crying in boxing.
Exactly. I, as a little kid, I was like a badass, man. I was cocky and everything. But, you know, moving forward, I boxed with Paulie, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm so fast and so, like, elusive on defense, I could handle myself. Little did I know that when you actually box with a real boxer, that he was ranked number one in the country at that time
as an
amateur.
Right, okay.
I couldn't touch him.
You felt like that was a challenge. Like, all right.
Challenge?
Yeah.
It was a joke. He was playing around with me. Like, he wasn't
even
actually
trying.
Yeah, it was a joke. I actually hit him. I'm lefty. I hit him with a straight left with my eyes closed. Like, literally, I had everything on it. I thought I heard him, that I actually stopped. I asked him if he was okay, and he just, like, grinned at me. It was like, yeah, what'd you stop for? Like, it was so demoralizing. Like, I was like,
I wonder if it's too late to go back to school.
Yeah. Hey, bro, I used to work for my brother selling cars. I'm like, bro, can I get my job back?
This boxing thing ain't panning out so
Is my well. Desk still available?
But that's interesting, though, because that's probably ended up being a good thing for you, you know. You could save you a bunch of years getting your brains bashed in.
Well, that was my whole thing. I'm a realist, and I respect fighters a ton. I had some really...
And you were in there, so you know.
I had some really entertaining sparring sessions, because...
One of those is legendary. Actually, Doug, who works here, he was at that...
He
was there.
Yes, I sparred this Mexican dude. His name is Saul. And we went at it, man. And this is when Gleason's was Gleason's. There was all fighters in there. And you got to earn your stripes. If you try to punk out, you know, you get called out on it. And I hadn't boxed for a while. And they were like, oh, you're going to box with Saul next week. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I seen him on a heavy bag. And I'm like checking him out. I'm like, ah, this guy's nothing. I ended up getting into like a brawl with him instead of boxing him. I was like, what the hell? And Paulie's like, box, you know, use your jab. What are you doing? And we're just going toe-to-toe like animals. After 3 rounds, I thought, you know, we'll do 3 rounds.
Were you still looking to be a fighter? That time you were just working out.
At that time, I thought I was going to be a fighter.
Okay.
Because, you know, you get these, you know, like a fighter can't walk away from the limelight. When you're in a tough sparring or whatever, you walk away. After a few months, you're like, you know, if I would have done this, I could do it if I just do this.
Right.
It always brings you back, you know, at a certain... Then you hit a certain age, and you're like, this is retarded. What am I doing? Fucking wasting my time. But I'm in there, the third round ends. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't see. I'm like, why is my head spinning? You know? And everybody's watching in the gym, literally. And they're just screaming, one more round, one more round. I'm like, what are you guys fucking joking? You know? And Paulie looks at me and goes,
gotta do
you
it.
Know, you can't back out of this. You know, you got to do one more round. And I'm like, really?
I didn't hear no bell.
Yeah, he's like, you know, that's the rules of the gym. I'm like, fuck me.
Somebody should change the rules.
I didn't see that when I walked in. You
was
know?
That on the door? I didn't see that.
We do another round.
The commandments. Thou shalt not stop fighting when people chant for another round.
We do another round. It's 10 times worse than the third round.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Now,
they
you know,
do. Wait. We finished that round. I'm like, oh, finally. One more round. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? We did five rounds. And I'm like,
brawling.
Just all out brawling. I would hit this kid with a straight left hand. He would wobble and get hurt. And I would use that as a break instead of,
right.
Let me go get him. I would be like, everybody be like, get him. I'm like, fuck you. I'm dead.
So, obviously, you got a lot of heart and determination. But as all the guys listening out there know, when people are chanting and people are all watching it, like, you're like, God damn it, I can't stop now. I'm screwed. I got to keep going. You can't quit, right? With all those people on you like that?
It motivates you, but you when it's
you
over.
You hate it at the same time. Yeah. Like, God damn it, I wish you could, you know.
I threw up after that sparring.
I'm sure
session.
You did.
I threw up.
What was in the throw-up? Pizza?
Tuna.
Tuna. Ugh.
I had a tuna melt before going to the gym.
Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, a tuna melt and a Gatorade. For all you young, aspiring fighters out there, don't ever do that.
Ugh.
And Paulie's telling me, he goes, yeah, let it out. Don't worry. That's normal. My head felt the way.
You're dehydrated. You're a mess.
Yeah, steam was coming off my head. Number one, I hated the headgear. I always hated headgear. Even now, like, if I would mess around with Paulie, I'd rather him punch me in the head. He doesn't want to.
At this
to.
Point, the damage is done.
Yeah. I just hate I feel like claustrophobic.
Okay. You ever been in an MRI machine?
No.
Yeah. You want to talk about claustrophobic?
Yeah, I heard.
I've been in a couple of those, man. You're like in a tube that's about the size of you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're deep in there, and there's noises like this. They give you headphones, listen to music. It doesn't even help. Because all of a sudden, you hear this. I'm not exaggerating.
But just relax.
People out there,
okay?
MRI, you know that. Yeah, just sit back and relax. Yeah.
It's only going to be an hour and a half. Oh,
it is. You're in here forever. And it's these noises. You're like,
I know.
These are jackhammers.
Paulie's had them.
Yeah. What kind of machine is this? What year are we in? It's like the 1940s or something. You're like this big robot. It's like a computer. It's the size of a room. It's like, you can't fix this? We got you know, NASA. You can't make a machine quiet? This machine can't take a picture of me quietly?
Oh, God.
That's what you remind That's me. Crazy. And let's take a break and see if we can get Magic Man can show up like a Lucky Charms guy.
God forbid.
Magically delicious. I don't know where I got that from. I don't know. That's a horrible segue. I'm sorry. He probably won't like that. He's going to listen back. What's he talking about Lucky Charms for? Friggin' kid, why is he even on our show?
He wishes he could have a bowl of Lucky Charms right now.
Yeah, now he's gonna be more mad. We think about Lucky Charms, like, oh, ass bringing up Lucky Charms. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to former two-time world champion Paulie Malignaggi from Brooklyn to the world.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Introducing Paulie.
Paulie Malignaggi takes you inside the ring and beyond.
Malignaggi.
This is Paulie Malignaggi from Brooklyn to the world.
We're back.
That's it?
We're back.
You need to drink
Brooklyn
more.
Brooklyn to the world.
Where's your energy, man?
My energy is up my ass.
All right. I don't want to see it. let's talk about, we're just talking about the British Open. And don't stop listening. We're not going to talk about golf. Don't get all like, hey, it was boxing. Well, golf is for pussies. Take it easy. Relax. We're talking about DraftKings, too, because, you know, as you know, we play DraftKings here. DraftKings is a sponsor of the show. And Paul, Petey here has done well on DraftKings and done well with golf. And Jordan Spieth almost pulled out another one.
Almost,
did you
I
bet him again?
Well, no,
theoretically.
No, I had him in the
DraftKings.
The DraftKings.
What I did.
It was $20.
Yep.
And it was, how many people were in it? It was like
100,000 or more. More now, like a million or something.
Yeah, it was like a million people.
I'll tell you where I finished.
I was like 200,000-something place, and I was like, I had Jordan Spieth. He gave me like 90-something points.
But you got to have other guys.
Yeah.
That's why I won a couple bucks.
Austin, who's in the...
I had him too.
Right?
Yep.
But then I had some guys who did shit.
I finished 22,263rd. What does it say after? Out of 171,000 people? Look at that. I got a trophy. See the trophy?
Oh, that's
look at
mint.
That. it's just a picture of a trophy on the app, everybody. But the reason I won a couple bucks is we have these guys who do fantasy football radio for us. Go ahead. It's lovely. Now I got that too. Thanks. Since I'm sitting across from you. We have a couple guys that were doing commercials for DraftKings that work for us. So I recorded their commercial, and they mentioned a couple golfers. So I took those couple golfers. Then I just guessed on a couple other ones, which obviously they're golfers. They had good picks.
Why didn't you text me? You're a sneaky prick.
I'm sorry. I should have. I apologize.
Because I had the...
I had Austin Houston. I had Scott.
Yeah, Austin Houston.
Scott I had. And I had Streb. And I had Stenson. So you see, I had a couple losers, but I had a couple really good guys. So yeah. Guys, we're talking about DraftKings. And then I played baseball the other night. I played a $3 baseball game, and I won $6. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
That's fun.
There's only like a couple games going on, too. You can get those baseball games. There's only like three games going on. You really, if you don't make a couple dollars, you're playing reserve players that aren't even playing the game. Something's wrong with you. Because I just picked like the best pitchers and the best players, and right. I won a couple bucks. I didn't win the whole friggin' thing, but.
Yeah, that's easy.
So the winner of this golf thing that Pete and I played won $1 million.
Imagine that.
Yeah, actually, I'll tell you who it is right now. And you look at his picks and you dream. Oh, two guys split it, actually. Oh, stop showing me my award. I know. I won $25. Yippee. Yay, go me. Two guys split it. They won $550,000 each. Dr. Cash 007 and Jarajar, whatever his name is. And these guys, look at the golfers they picked. They're a couple different names, and they got it. In football especially, man. When I'm in football, like, I had a couple of really good weeks, and I'd miss... Like, if I just had one player different from another player, I'm winning thousands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you look in the games where they play, like, you ever look at the lineups? It costs, like, $1,500 just to play for the week in football, too. You think, these guys must be high rollers. They're really good. Mm-hmm. They suck. They're just guys with a lot of money. And you look at their lineups, you're like, wow, if I have some balls,
true, yeah.
If I put on a pair of balls and put up that money, I can't. I got three kids. But if I had balls, I could win some money in that. But, of course, the week you decide to play, you'll come up with a goose egg.
My sister's boyfriend, Jay. This guy, literally, he looks at everything. He knows
those
how
are the guys
times,
like Roth, right, in Casino.
Yeah, he knows how many times the wide receiver farts. Like, and
is
then
that,
he's
does
like,
that come into play?
Yeah, he's like
depends on a pre-game meal and all that.
He's like, no, well, this guy really, by game time, he's probably gonna have diarrhea. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He changes the lineup. Like me, I'm the type of guy, I'll really look into my lineup, and then I just leave it alone. He changes his lineup 47 times from
you gotta
Thursday
do right to
Sunday.
Well,
like,
you got to right up to the minute. You got to be on top of it, because it's happened to me too. Where like if you don't keep up on it, I'm sure it's happened to you with fantasy. All of a sudden, your player's not playing.
Oh yeah, that drives.
You know,
me
I'm at brunch with the family. I'm like, oh my god, my quarterback's out.
Yeah, the quarterback.
Oh
he wasn't
god.
Feeling
Adrian Peterson's not playing. Oh, so well, I gotta go hit his kids with a stick.
He decided his kid was bad. Well, listen, the kid was a little prick. What do you want to do?
All right, so I think we've talked enough about DraftKings. DraftKings is fun. Baseball, golf, MMA they have. We're hoping one day to have boxing because Pete thinks he'll retire on that. He'll be one of those top guys.
That's steady money for
you
me.
You did well on the MMA the last time.
Yeah. Picked all winners.
All winners. I still don't want that's, you. There's not a big money on that, though, right? There's not enough players on there for that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well,
but baseball's
it'll
fun.
It'll grow. It shows you how big golf is, though, right?
Yeah.
I'm not that knowledgeable when it comes to golf.
I was up to like $50 at one point, and then the scores kept changing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But honestly, I mean, Spieth is amazing. To do
he almost
he
pulled
did.
It out. That's I purposely crazy. Didn't buy him. I was like, because we talked about it. It's like, he hasn't played this course a lot, and I said everyone else is going to buy him if I go a different direction, maybe But everybody had him, and he had the points. So, yeah,
you might have got more money if you had him.
Yeah. Well, he also cost like $13,000 out of your $50,000.
Sure. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it was a little expensive. So I had some good guys thanks to my my fantasy football guys.
I have to get into something now.
Oh, you bored?
No, I have to just my usual.
Gambling?
No. Saturday, one of my favorite guys, Julio Cesar Chavez fucking Junior.
If I was his dad, I would tell him you can't have the Junior anymore.
Seriously.
Yeah. No more Junior. Can they stop putting this guy's fights on TV, please? Some of his fights have been entertaining, but lately, you want a guy who wants to be there. Like, they gave you a guy basically say, here, we want you to look great. Here. And he couldn't do it.
He didn't make the weight again.
How do you not make weight?
The best is...
Isn't that like most the thing you train for? Isn't that like what Paulie's doing right
now? That's what professionals do that take their job seriously and that respect their sport and their peers.
It's a hungry man sport. It's not a silver spoon sport.
It was the
scale. Oh, excuses, right?
The scale.
Yeah.
My scale
was different than the other scale. Shut up!
It's just, no, it's no problem.
They said, was it hard to make the weight, or did you have issues?
No, it's no problem.
Why is Jim Gray all of a sudden nice? Why is he nice to him?
Just, 0.8.
Go run!
Dickhead! Dude, he made it sound like 0.8 was nothing. 0.8 is almost a pound.
Right. It's something.
And it's almost a pound where it wasn't 168 and then 8 ounces or 8 tenths of a pound over. No. They allowed him to make 170 and he came in 170.8.
Ugh.
The fucking guy. It's not like he was 169 point, what would it be? 0.6. Fucking dipshit.
It's ridiculous. What was it? There was a good undercard, though, right? Wasn't there a good fight?
Yeah, the Amir Imam.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a beast.
That knockout right to the temple, man.
Oh, man. Woo. Right on top of the ear.
A 1-2, right?
You know what it is? The guy leaned. Paulie made a great point. The guy leaned but didn't step in. If the guy would have leaned and stepped in, he would have smothered it a little bit. But he leaned and allowed Imam to get full extension on that right hand. So, you know, when you, especially coming down on a shorter guy and the guy's bending, you're getting full force.
That's a great punch. Perfect spot, right? It's just, as you know better than me, there's the certain spots that you hit, right? The button, the temple.
God. Yeah. That's like equilibrium done. You know, they picked him up. The guy still had no clue where he was. You know what I mean? And I mean, honestly,
he's undefeated, right?
Yeah, he's got a bright future.
What weight was he again?
140? 140, yeah. He's got a bright future.
Oh, was that the fighter they're making Tommy Hearns comparisons, or I'm thinking somebody else?
They might have been. He's
big back, right? Tall.
Yeah. And he knows how to set up that right hand. He's got
Tommy Hearns, but he keeps his left hand up instead of Tommy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Tommy had such a good jab, but his hand was down. He still had a great jab.
Yeah. Well, Tommy had that. He was like super tall for his weight. But Amir Imam is like really talented. This fight, the guy he was fighting had a little awkwardness to him where
it took him a couple rounds.
Yeah, and you know, it was nice to see Imam, like, he got hit a few times but didn't get hit clean, and even if he did, he didn't panic. He rolled with the shots, he caught some of the shots on the glove, and then just basically said, you know,
went about his business.
Yeah, and then took him out.
Yeah, it was a good fight.
Really good. I was excited. Other news.
What do you got?
Vladimir Klitschko, Tyson Fury is official.
Wait, we should have something news sounding. And now for boxing news with PD Podcast.
Well, I have some actually, but that's first. And
how big is Tyson Fury? He's not a big heavyweight, right?
He's a big guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
How big?
He's taller than Vladimir.
He is?
Yeah.
All right.
He doesn't punch like Vladimir, and he's going to get knocked out in like 3 rounds, the most.
Vladimir's the most successful, boring fighter.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course. Hey, listen, it works for him.
No, well, you got to give him credit because he was getting knocked out. He was getting gassed early on. He had some bad fights, and he made the adjustments. He realized he can't take chances. Don't, you know, no reason to get hit if you don't have to. And, you know.
We have other very exciting news. My personal friend, Rosie Perez, she's going to be on the show eventually, guys.
Make the money, Billy. What the money, Billy?
She's super busy. is going to be working ESPN along with Teddy Atlas next week, August 1st, doing Paulie's fight against Danny Garcia.
That's awesome.
She said it on The View yesterday, and she called me personally. Peter, I wanted to let you know I'm going to be doing the fights. So she is a personal friend of ours. She loves boxing. She's awesome. She's lovely, beautiful, and talented. She's very knowledgeable. She's Puerto Rican.
What's that doing anything?
They know they're boxing, buddy.
Oh, true.
Big time. She loves boxing.
I think everybody knew that she was Puerto Rican, didn't they?
You never know.
Latina.
She's a Latina. She's beautiful. Latina. She's talented. She's big for boxing. She's going to be
She still looks good, too, man. She's no spring phenomenal. Chicken. She looks great.
I took my fiance to hang out with her for her birthday. Her and her husband, Eric, did great people. Her cousin, Sixto. They're like family.
Nice.
But, yeah, she said it on The View yesterday. Excuse me.
I got to edit that out. Yeah. I'm coughing.
I'm dying. What do you want me to know?
Take care of yourself. You got a kid. You got a fiance. You got Paulie. Think of me, you bum.
I've been here 33 years. That's long enough.
You're a sick bastard.
But yeah, that's really exciting news. She's been like a big part of boxing.
Who else? Teddy Atlas, he said? Who else?
Yeah, Teddy Atlas is there. And Joe Tessitore is always...
So they're using still the Friday Night Fight guys.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
It's PBC on ESPN.
Yeah, you know me.
Free boxing for all. If you guys are still complaining, I got something else for you.
That's all. They won't be living if they're not complaining. What's the other fight on the card?
Kovalov is fighting.
Well, that's right.
Kovalov is fighting this Saturday, okay? He's like a 45-1 favorite.
You gonna lay out for that?
No, but seriously, you're not complaining about that. That's on what, HBO?
I'm watching it.
Yeah, we're all gonna watch it, but that's something that you have to pay for HBO for.
True.
When Free Boxing for All PBC is putting on so much better quality fights.
They were putting on great fights.
I mean, come on.
In Kovalev's defense, though, no one wants to fight the guy.
No, I know.
It's like him and Triple G. Nobody's lining up to fight these guys.
Andre Ward is.
He should. Well, he's
Andre Ward said, "I want Triple G, and then I want Kovalov after."
I love it. Well, he's already looking past Triple G.
Of course he is. He knows. He knows that ass whooping is there, and he's going to give him both an ass whooping.
I can't say that it won't happen for sure, but I bet there'll be good fights. Kovalev's a decent boxer too. He showed, you know, even though Bernard Hopkins is 176 years old, he still showed something against him. He had patience and he showed some boxing skills against Hopkins. I thought so anyway, right?
He did. And you know, I mean, Hopkins is savvy and crafty and knows how to survive. Just imagine that with being
youthful and miles on him.
A phenomenal boxer.
Yeah, I like Andre Ward a lot.
He's one of my favorites, honestly.
Smart.
He's great. He has it all. He could stay inside and fight with you, and he could be on the outside and give you a boxing lesson.
You know, what about these? It happens. I remember Floyd Mayweather once said a few years back, obviously, he said Chad Dawson's the best boxer right now in the world. It's like these guys, they have this moment in time where you think they have it, and then all of a sudden a loss or two, and like, whoosh, it's gone.
Yeah, unfortunately, that happens.
What happened to Bad Chad?
Bad
still fighting,
Chad,
though.
He hasn't fought. When was the last time he fought? I can't. It's not coming to me right now, but Chad...
I think he's going
to
fight again, though.
He got knocked out by Adonis Stevenson.
Yep. A while ago.
Yeah. That put Adonis on the map. I think Chad came back from that.
I think Adonis is very beatable, though. By
100%.
I think Kovalev chews him up and spits him out.
100%. But yeah, Chad had a great run. 175 pounds. He was the man.
Yep.
You know, he beat Tarver and, you know...
Beat everybody.
Yeah.
They put in front of him. He was undefeated for a long time, right?
He was the man. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I remember Floyd saying that about him, though. Like, he was...
Because he was a great boxer. He was lefty.
Boxer-puncher.
Yeah, he knew how... Yeah, he could punch where he could put you on your ass. He was very smart.
It's a little dirty, I thought, against Hopkins, but I guess you gotta give what you get. You know, Hopkins is not exactly Mr. Clean. in the ring.
Exactly.
So that makes sense. Is there another fight on with Kovalev?
Well, no, with
it's PBC this week too.
PBC this week, we have, who do we have? We have BJ Flores is fighting.
Do you know who's carrying PBC this week?
PBC this week
Google.
BJ Flores is fighting Shumanov. Shumanov fought Hopkins. That fight is happening.
Are these guys like fighting Saturday. For they're fighting for like a number one contenders kind of thing?
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that fight, that's a good one. BJ Flores.
Saturday, July 25th.
Yeah.
It's 9 p.m. on NBC.
Yes.
So you might have to tape the Kovalev or you go tape the other one.
You're going to want to watch the PBC live. Not being biased, but it's just more competitive. It's you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what's going to happen with Kovalev.
From Vegas.
PBC's
from Vegas.
Yeah. Does it say the undercard or?
Shumanov versus Flores and Schimmel versus Thomas.
Schimmel versus Thomas, okay.
What do you know about that fight?
Thomas, I know who Thomas is, but...
All right, well, we'll see.
The BJ Flores fight is going to be very competitive.
And the following week, there's some fights on PBC as well.
Yeah. It's a good fight.
Yeah.
Some kid Paulie Malignaggi's fighting.
Oh, I was talking about the Jacobs Mora fight.
No, that's a good fight, too.
Barclays, hometown boy.
Absolutely.
He's gonna.
I can't wait. I've been running around like a lunatic. Literally like a lunatic every day of my life. My head is going to explode. August 1st. Barclays Center.
ESPN.
9 o'clock Eastern Time.
In 10 days, 5 hours and 36 minutes.
Exactly.
That's
who's
what it says.
Who's counting?
Well, the PBC is on their website, apparently.
Paulie, Magic Man Malignaggi, Danny Swift, Garcia, Danny, the Miracle Man Jacobs versus Sergio, the Latin Snake Mora. That's a good fight. Honestly,
I remember him from that TV show.
Yeah.
The Contender. Absolutely. What year was that? It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Sergio's, listen.
He's crafty.
Yes, exactly. I can't see Sergio beating Danny, but...
You wouldn't be shocked.
No, it's just he's very awkward.
He pulls out fights when you don't think he will. You think, like, he's not going to win this fight.
Rest in peace. He beat Vernon Forrest. I mean, Vernon Forrest was the man.
It was, you know, I know, rest in peace, Vernon Forrest, but also that guy hurt his shoulder. At one point, you know, and Mayorga got in his head. I don't know what happened there. But
yeah.
Before that, man, he looked like one of the best welterweights of all time. He had it all. Tall, boxer, puncher. Like, I remember I met Roy Jones right around the time Forrest was fighting Mosley. I said, what do you think about that? They're going to rematch whatever. He goes, Shane Mosley can never beat Vernon Forrest. That's what he told me. Styles make a fight. And like, that is not a good...
They had history in the amateurs.
Shane was the man. Shane was the new face of boxing.
Yes.
He was the new Sugar Ray. You know, he was Sugar Shane. And along came Vernon Forrest, and that all derailed. You know, not to say, I mean, Sugar Shane is still a Hall of Famer, but...
100%.
But Vernon Forrest was like the next great welterweight.
Yeah.
And then he had some injuries, and then Mayorga got in his head, and...
You know what's crazy? You got to give Shane credit. He fought the people that, you know, nobody wanted to fight Vernon Forrest.
No.
He was undefeated at that time.
And they were good fights.
Shane fights him. He almost gets knocked out. Remember that uppercut?
Yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
That was at, like, the theater in the Garden.
And it rocked him.
Yeah. He was, like, on Queer
Shane
Street.
Is great fighter. Tough as nails.
They have a rematch. Vernon beats him again.
Decisions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Close, too.
Yeah.
Shane had long arms for a short guy, right?
Yeah.
Shane's arms are real long. Yeah.
And so did Vernon.
But Vernon
and
was
he
a
was
big
taller,
guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Then nobody wants to fight Winky Wright. Who fights him? Shane. And Winky beats him. You know,
Winky.
Just...
I liked Winky, too. And I'm not into defensive fighters because I'm like a regular fan who likes to see action.
Of course.
But I liked Winky, though.
Winky was awesome.
I liked the way he fought. And I remember I bet him against Jermaine Taylor and ended up being a draw. I thought Winky's going to beat this guy. And
I told a lot of people, and they were calling me nuts, when he fought Felix Trinidad. I was
like... Oh, that was... Yeah.
I was like, he's going to kill Trinidad.
But it's an easy fight.
What? Trinidad? He's going to knock him out. I'm like...
I love Trinidad. I was a huge Trinidad
me
fan.
Too.
I was at the fight at the Garden with Hopkins and Trinidad. I was like, oh, wow, this is going to Felix crowning moment. And I didn't give Hopkins enough credit, and Hopkins took him to school. Like, he took a lot of people to school.
Paulie was there also.
One-dimensional.
That's when Paulie turned pro.
That night.
No, July.
Right. Oh, it was September. That was September. It was right after 9/11.
Right after
it was 9/11. Like 10 days.
That fight was postponed because of 9/11.
Yeah, I was at the fight.
Paulie told me that Bernard was going to win, and I was like, you're wrong, bro. You're wrong.
He wasn't wrong.
If you watch the telecast, Paulie has the X in the air.
Like, oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He loved Bernard.
Felix was a great fighter, so much fun to watch, but he didn't have the plan B like we talked about. We talked about with Pacquiao. It's like you got to be able to make adjustments.
And again,
when you fight a great fighter.
And again, that's what normally happens when people move up in weight.
You're fighting right.
You're not
fighting
knocking everybody out.
Who's the guy he beat? He knocked out the kid who was a champ too, middleweight.
Fernando Vargas?
No, another guy he knocked out 160.
Joppy?
Joppy, right.
William Joppy, yeah.
He knocked him out. So, wow, Trinidad still got the power. He's bringing it to 160. And, and Hopkins was, believe it or not, in 2001, Hopkins was already an old fighter. and he fought for 15 more years. So you thought, like, all right, this Hopkins time is done. This kid's going to be too much for him. And Hopkins, that's when Hopkins really took his reputation to another level.
Big time.
Because his fights were kind of, you know, he just did what he could to get by. Then you saw the real brilliance behind him as a fighter.
His right
fight.
Hand was glued to his chin.
Yeah, I mean,
preparing for that hook.
Felix was not ready for that, and he also played the mind games, breaking the Puerto Rican flag.
Oh, absolutely.
Which also messed up Felix Trinidad because he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna knock him out for Puerto Rico." I was like, "No, dude, you better go in with a plan," because this guy is way too crafty for you.
There was a little controversy with the hand wraps.
Always,
they were saying that Trinidad's father was putting the hand wraps in a ice, like getting them like. Frozen, kind of. So, you know, they made them rewrap. That, you know, gets in your head and you have to rewrap.
Are you thinking that maybe they did that in the past and got away with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any advantage a fighter can get, right.
Of course. Trinidad still was a big puncher.
When he was on a roll in 47, it was fun to watch, man. God. He came to fight, and, like, if you came to him, he's going to knock you out.
And if you knocked him down
and he
got up,
you're in trouble.
Yeah, you're in big trouble.
You're like, you knocked me down?
Yeah, you might as well leave.
He went and locked the door.
Yeah, now you can't leave.
Yeah. Oh, you want to play that game? Oh, you want to embarrass me in front of my friends?
Speaking of which, I have Easy Money at the house. On DVD. Yes.
You guys going to watch it together?
Somebody said yes.
I hope I didn't oversell it. I just think it's a great movie.
No. A friend of mine, my friend Andrew, a good friend of mine, we call him Mr. Bill. He listens to the podcast, and he's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? You guys never saw Easy Money?
Oh,
he's
so
like,
good.
The guy's right. You guys are missing out. What are you doing?
It's so good.
Watch the fucking movie. So I'm like, I know. I said, Andrew, I got to watch it, but, you know, I'm running around.
Since you guys quote
fight.
Movies all the time.
Yeah. He goes, watch the fucking movie already. He goes, you know how hilarious that movie is? So I told him I got it, and I got
to
watch it.
Now you guys have obviously seen Back to School.
Back to School.
Rodney Dangerfield, Back to School.
Oh, yeah. That was a long time ago.
Great movie, though. Yeah. Funny as hell. Yeah, yeah. This is a whole different level. Yeah. Him and Joe Pesci, they should have made, you know, like Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder made a bunch of movies together. These two should have made a bunch of movies together. What a perfect match. Rodney Dangerfield and Joe Pesci were magic together. And you'll see it. You'll see what I'm saying. And all you back home, you watch Easy Money, too. It takes place in Staten Island. Anybody who knows about this area, Staten Island's got a bunch of characters there. It's a whole different, just like Brooklyn. Our guys here from Brooklyn, Staten Island too. Same kind of, got their own kind of thing going on.
Did you ever see Eight Heads in a Duffel Bag?
I saw that movie. Yeah,
remember the kid that like started freaking out when they found the heads? And the kid starts going like delusional. He's like, "Stop a head!" He starts like going up and everything.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah, that was.
You know what movie I watched? My girl watch District 9. You ever see that movie? It was nominated for Best Picture a few years ago. It's about an alien spaceship that gets stalled over Johannesburg, South Africa, and it's kind of shot like a documentary style. Very cool movie. She actually liked it too. She was surprised. That's another tip for you guys out there. It's not funny. Actually, some funniness to it, but it's very cool movie.
Never saw that.
Yeah, it's like, and they come down, and all of a sudden, the aliens become the lower class. So it's a whole about like a social kind of movie, but it's real. It's cool.
Did you watch Ballers?
Yeah, I like that show, man.
That's great.
I love the guy. Who's that? Who's the guy who works with The Rock in the show? He's the white guy. Was he Hot Tub Time Machine guy? He was that guy, right?
Yeah, I think
same
so.
Same actor.
Yeah. He's great.
He's hilarious, man. They took that yacht. You know, you want The Rock to just light up that kid, Ricky. Not Ricky. Oh. No, Ricky's the wide receiver. The kid who's the hanger-on.
Vernon's boy.
That's like you. That's your role,
yeah,
Paulie.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't act like that.
No,
Jesus
what a
Christ.
Dick he is. But it's great
as soon
show.
As they get in trouble, he's like, well, what do we do now? I'd be like, go fucking fuck yourself.
And I bet you noticed, but for those of you who didn't notice watching Ballers, the beginning of the credits, the intro to the show shows Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, actually did play for Miami
yes.
Hurricanes. He backed up Warren Sapp. And you'll see, they show a little clip of him on the Hurricanes in the intro to the show. You'll see it says Johnson, and it's him. It's actual footage of him playing.
Oh, so, I didn't see that. Yeah, I knew he played there.
Well, the intro to the show that you probably fast forward through, it's like, the intro credits, mm-hmm. they'll show a little clip. You'll see him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
My brother read his book.
I read his book, too. I'm on Taz's show. I'm a big wrestling guy. That's why I'm on Taz's show.
They said he had knee problems. That's why he didn't play. Is that
no, he went. Listen, you work with a professional athlete, how hard it is to get to the NFL.
Of course.
He went, he backed up Warren Sapp, so he wasn't a starter. He was behind Warren Sapp. And then he went to Canada. The CFL tried to play. They don't pay you at the CFL. They don't give you anything.
Right.
They drag mattresses out of the dumpster to sleep on when they're trying out to get on the CFL. So he gave his best shot in the CFL. And then his father and his grandfather were both pro wrestlers. He turned to pro wrestling.
Maivia, right?
Peter Maivia was his grandfather. Rocky Johnson, Soul Man Rocky Johnson, for a little known fact, also sparred with Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
He was a badass athlete. And he used to do like the whole shuffle and stuff in the ring. But he was built, and he was, yeah.
They're what, Samoan, right?
Half Samoan, half black. Yeah, right. Rocky Johnson, black. Is African-American, I should say. People get pissed if you say black. I don't know. My girlfriend's black. My son's half black, so don't start, like, you know,
did you see
attacking
when,
me.
Did you ever see when he got punked by Ashton Kutcher?
No, I didn't see it. Who, The Rock?
Yeah. They made him do, like, this Samoan dance, like, because, you know, his tattoo is like this tribal, you know.
And he did it?
Well, Ashton Kutcher's like, you know, we would really like you to, you know, we want to get you doing like a, do you know those dances? And he's like, yeah, sure, totally. They're like,
he knows them.
Yeah. They're like, you know, we want to get you doing this. They got him all into it, and then they come out with this whole camera crew, and he's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? He was so embarrassed, but it was, you know, he was
a good sport.
Sport,
yeah.
You know? I think they punked him twice because the one time
it was so good.
They blew up his trailer.
That's crazy. I forgot about that show. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube.
They said, you know, don't use any electric in the trailer. And he was like, oh, yeah, no sweat, you know.
I didn't even think about why somebody would say that.
Yeah, they were like, no, there's this problem with the electric in the area. You know, don't use the oven. Don't use anything. Just, you know, whatever. And he was like, yeah, I'm just going to chill out and wait for you guys, you know, wait for when I'm needed or whatever. So they get this guy to come in and make like he's the, you know.
Electrical guy.
Yeah, something like that. So they call him out. And the trailer just explodes. Poof, right in the middle of the street.
And he like jumped like a crazy, like,
he's
freaked
like,
out.
What the fuck? And they're like, did you do anything?
He's we like, told you not to use the electric.
He's like, no, I didn't. And the guy goes, well, he had something plugged in, and he's pointing at the rock. He's like, dude, that, you know, you had that plugged in. And he's like, I didn't plug anything in. And he actually started getting mad.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, this is your fault. And Rock's like, what are you talking about?
In his book, in high school, he got in a fight and he actually pulled on a guy's tongue. He reached in his mouth and like pulled his tongue. Yeah, so he's a maniac. Actually, one of my good friends went to high school with him. But that's a whole other story. Hey, we got to wrap up, dude.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I apologize on behalf of the Magic Man. He is getting ready to rumble.
Yeah, he's training mode. This is the.
We hope we did you guys proud. Did Paulie proud today, and carry the torch for today. Hopefully, we'll get a seal of approval.
This is the.
Or we'll get yelled at next week, one or the other.
Yeah, well, fuck him. He should have been here then.
Yeah,
he
should have been here. Yeah.
This is the end of training camp. We're, what is it? What did we say? 10 days away?
Yep. 10 days, 5 hours, 36 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you guys, Paulie and Petey have a big surprise for you guys coming up soon, too, on Twitter. I shouldn't say big surprise, but it's a cool little, some cool content coming your guys' way. A lot of fun. Funny thing. I could say that, right? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
A little teaser. Sure. Yeah. All right. So say goodbye.
All right, guys. Next week. Ciao.
Ciao.